Joining us on the line is Eldred Jordan. Eldred, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. It's cold in Cape Town. We woke up and it just started raining, but we are feeling good. I feel a lot better than the beginning of this week. And it's a story that I'd love to like tell.
All right, so tell us. So what happens? Because obviously we know government came out with this concept of assisting people 350 rand a month or whatever that figure is for people to get through this COVID crisis. Obviously communication was always going to be difficult. How did you guys get involved?
Yeah, so obviously GovChat being the official engagement platform for the South African government, specifically around local government issues, having citizens report municipal stuff, rating various government entities. Obviously, GovChat was well placed to assist in the digitization of the social relief grant application process. And so we were asked to see if we can assist SASSA. It was a 2-day process where we looked at the technology, what it's going to take, and we went in there, developed a chatbot that would be able to enable citizens to give very basic info around this application process, and then moving them over to a secured web form portal that would allow them to capture ID details and then address details as well.
So it was it's a very easy way, I suppose, also for people not to have to go in anywhere, because all you needed to do is go into the WhatsApp and then people could communicate their details. But how long, this couldn't have been in development for very long.
No, so I mean, we were informed about this, I think last weekend, Tuesday. We went, I think we started that build process on Wednesday, and on Friday already, we saw millions of messages come through, even though it wasn't launched, the announcement wasn't made yet, but over the weekend, last week, we saw about close to 4 million messages come through trying to just find out about this application process.
4 million messages over the weekend.
Agreed. Mm. And it wasn't launched yet, you know, so it was crazy. It was really, really crazy.
It's absolutely incredible, but to be able to cope with this kind of traffic is, you need an incredibly robust system, don't you?
You definitely do, but let me say this. On Monday morning, when the minister, together with the SASSA CIO, did the live demonstration on national TV, the demonstration went really, really well, but immediately after that, our systems went down. And
that must have been pleasant.
We were seeing thousands of people trying to get through. Every single second, we were seeing thousands of applications, and then our systems went down. And we were down for about 2 days, and we needed to just kind of go back and think, okay, how do we fix this?
Right.
Where is the bottleneck? Is it on WhatsApp side? Is it on our data center side? And we found out that we definitely did not have the capacity to handle between 10 and 12 million people coming onto the platform.
At the same
time. At the same time. And we then approached our partners, AWS, and they then told us that they have never had a request ever to increase the capacity of their data centers. Never.
Just for anybody who does know AWS, it's Amazon Web Services. So we are not talking, exactly, that's why I said it's a nut, because you're not talking about, you know, the blokes down the road.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about Amazon Web Services here.
Wow. Yeah.
Global. So, it's probably the largest. Yeah.
So Amazon Web Services, subsidiary of Amazon, is possibly, I think, the largest technology company in the world. I think they're valued at like $1.3 trillion. Now, you know, when you go to a company like that, that's already giving you massive amounts of capacity, to go and ask to increase the capacity, not even, you know, massive companies like WhatsApp and Facebook need that, right? And here we are, a country like South Africa needing to ask AWS to increase.
I love it.
It is insane. In fact, today, SASA GovChat is the largest user of AWS Lex services in the globe. There is no other country
that is incredible
that needs this type of capacity.
It's phenomenal.
Truly really unprecedented.
It is.
We hate the word here, but it is absolutely unprecedented.
Okay. And just to share some figures with you.
I was going to ask you what's it looking like. I mean, what kind of numbers are you seeing?
Yeah, so we are seeing about 13,000 messages come through every single minute.
Mm-hmm.
We've processed about 40 million messages in the last 5 days. Mm. And we've already processed 500,000 applications in the last 48 hours.
So
this has never been done before.
So 500,000 applications have already been
processed
because of
sent through. Agreed. Sent through to SASA in the last 48 hours.
It's really absolutely phenomenal. And GovChat as well has also been used as a portal or a communication tool for people to be able to find out more details around COVID.
Agreed. We, together with the Department of Health and BECX Telkom, have created a screening tool that allows citizens to do COVID-19 pre-screening, mm-hmm. and then also find out by dropping a pin where their closest testing station is. I think over the next few days, the DOH will also launch on GovChat that you're going to be able to get your test results as well. And so it is being used quite a lot around the COVID-19 challenges.
It's incredible because when you built this or when you started this process, there was no concept of COVID-19. And this has significantly changed the trajectory of GovChat, hasn't it?
Agreed. Look, I think that, you know, this is another showcase of what technology can do, right? But more importantly, it's about partnerships. And here I need to bring out the amazing work and partnerships that we have with Synthesis, which is our technology partner. They've brought on possibly about 30 developers. I think the youngest one is 25 years old. And I must give a shout out because I think that we probably have one of the world's best software companies, technology companies, being able to do this right here in South Africa. I put them up against the best. These guys, Howard, when you have a team like Synthesis, in a time where, you know, where things are really, really tough, you definitely know that you can take on anything.
Yeah.
And so a big shout out to Tom Wells, Nazim, Jukas, Kaylee, Jake, the amazing team at Synthesis that has really just, you know, taken this to a whole other level. We need to be proud of South African citizens, young South African citizens that have gone out and done their bit to see how we can take on this challenge of COVID-19.
Incredible. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. You know, when you came into studio a couple of months ago or last week, whenever it was, because we can't figure it out, all of us here in studio had the sense that there was something important about GovChat.
So Nati, we all felt that. And we were already impressed. I mean, right now, I'm incredible. I'm in awe. And I think at the core of it is just basically using technology to kind of bridge the gap. And to kind of close the gaps, because I mean, initially it was about, you know, service delivery and just closing the gap with that. But I mean, that's the thing with COVID-19 is that it's highlighted so many issues in service delivery, and this is just going a step further, and it's incredible.
Changing lives. It's making people, at least giving people access to these funds. It's allowing government to distribute it. And in fairness, it actually allows government to have these wins, which they want to do. But it's just so complicated because of our infrastructure. Eldra Jordan, well done. Keep doing it. We're going to keep checking up on you, seeing where GovChat is going. We're very, very proud, as all South Africans should be.